You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The lost in love with time Mashiach. Every money will be stopped except for there is a Gush that says also Yom Kippur, but we'll leave that today on the side. All the Me'adim will say Libata Chotipur. And the Shaila is, what does it mean? Why is that so? Why all the Me'adim will be Bata? We know Zoyes HaTorah Lo Teyeh Mukhlafes. The Torah is not going to change. So what does it mean the Me'adim will be Bata? Why Purim should be unique and be different than that? We know this Chag is called Purim. Why is it called Purim? Purim Hashem HaPurim. It's Purim Hashem, the name of the poor. What's the poor? That the Goyro, the lottery. It was a lottery that was done. Haman did a lottery. And the lottery fell on Chodesh Adar. Is that a reason to call Purim because of the lottery? The lottery seems to be a small, minute, insignificant event that happened in this race. It called the whole Purim Hashem poor. Why we choose to call the name of the Purim based on this book? Finally, come on, Yuma tells us, Mizmor Layas HaShachar, this parak of Tehillim is speaking about Esther. Ma what? We want to compare Esther, the time of Esther, the era of Esther, to what happened in the world that time. Says the Gemara, Esther is the end of miracles. Until the time of Esther, as we was quoted in the Ramban and Shabbos, until the time of Purim, the time after Churim Beis Rishon, obviously we're experiencing miracles every single day. Beis Hamikdash was miracles, 10 miracles a day. There was Nevi'im, there was Urim V'Tumim. Comes Purim, time of Purim, comes the era of Esther, Nisim stop. So the Gemara says, the same way when Esther came, Esther is compared to what? To a snap of miracles. Says the Gemara, Esther is doing the shachar, to morning. Shachar means morning. The same way the morning is the end of the night. Also, Esther is the end of the miracles. So, however, this Gemara doesn't make any sense. Esther is the end of miracles. Miracles is Gilui Hashem. Miracles is the revelation of Hashem. If Esther is the end of miracles, she should be compared to what? To morning or to night? She ends the light. She should be like the darkness. You should say, Mizmor Layas HaErev. Ma Erev Sefayoyim. The evening is the end of the day. So Esther is the end of miracles. We compare it to morning. Morning? Then the miracles just stop. Oops, shout out to this one. So to explain all this, we'll go to the Gemara in Shabbos Da Piches. The one Shabbos Da Piches says that when Am Yisrael received the Torah in Sinai, Kishbol put a mountain over the head. And Kishbol said, "Im atem bekam es haTorah mutov, im lav sham dek v'raschem, you will be buried underneath the mountain." That's what he said. So the Gemara, "Mikal mudor rabbi lo yisrael." Now Am Yisrael have an excuse. They have a good excuse. Why do we keep the Torah? We were forced to keep the Torah. Says the Gemara, all the kibbutz may have a shveirush. Once a shveirush came, once came time of Esther, Am Yisrael received the Torah again. What changed? They were forced. Why are they not forced anymore? What's that? So I heard from Moshe Pires that Tzal, he said the name, I believe the name of Yehuda, I couldn't find it in sight, so he said the name of one of the Achrayim. It sounds like this. Hosea Buta Halu Halacha. The Halacha is like this. If a guy comes to a Jew with a gun, tells him, either worship over the Zohar, or I will kill you. What does the Jew have to do? What does the Jew have to do? Either, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, or you do over the Zohar. He has these two choices. What should he do? He has to kill himself. Why? What are the three cardinal sins? But what happens if he doesn't kill himself? He can't stand this challenge. The guy comes with the gun. Okay, I'll wish him over the Zohar. And add to this, there were two Eidim Asra. There were two witnesses. They warned him. And he still wishes over the Zohar. Will Beis Din punish him and kill him? Says the Rambam, no. Why? Because at the end of the day, he didn't do this willingly. He did this because a goy forced him to do it. Yes, he's not supposed to allow the goy to force him. He's supposed to allow the goy to kill him. But at the end of the day, he didn't do that. This mice is not his. He was forced. He was coerced to do it. Another case. Same Rambam, a little later. There's an Indian, you know, a person is not allowed to misrap a batz of a dessert. One of the forms of using of a dessert, without getting into the details, is taking the wood of the dessert, the site of the dessert, and using that for healing purposes. Let's say a person is about to die. How could die? He has a sickness. The only way to heal himself is to use of a dessert for the healing. What is he supposed to do? Let himself die. He's not supposed to worship over the Zohar. But he can't stand the challenge. And he heals himself. And there's two Eidim that I saw, there's two witnesses, and there's a warning. Will Beis Din punish him? Says the Rambam, yes. Again, if a guy forces a Jew by putting a gun to his head, and the Jew can either kill himself or worship over the Zohar, he decides to worship over the Zohar. It's not right what he did. But he won't be punished by Beis Din. Why? Because he, what did he do? He's forced. They're going to put a gun to his head. He's forced. But if he has a sickness, he's about to die. And the sickness is putting a gun to his head. And he doesn't kill himself, he's responsible. What's the difference? What's the difference between the goy or the sickness? It's the same thing. He's about to die. He's trying to save himself. He's coerced. Say that, Chorini, the answer is, the difference is like this. When a guy puts a gun to someone's head, the force is outside the person. He doesn't want to kill himself. This guy wants him to kill himself. It's not me. But when it's a sickness, even though we know sickness is a virus, an outside, you know, power from outside the body, but at the end of the day, it becomes part of the body of a person. Why is he healing himself? Because he has a sickness. So who's forcing him to do it? He himself. It's not an outside force. It's an inner force. In other words, the same way, taking an extreme, it's not exactly the same, but a person cannot say my right hand forced my left hand to hit something. Your right hand forced your left hand? You're the same, one of the same. You know, you can't right hand can't force your left hand. That's the same idea. You have a sickness. A person has a sickness. The sickness is forcing you, that's him. He wants to heal himself. Something that's, if he's not going to heal, he's going to die. So he's now forcing himself not to die. It's not an outside force. That's his response. That's what the Chaim explained in the Rambam. So if a guy puts a gun to Reuven's head, and Reuven goes and worships with the Zara, even though he did something wrong, he's still forced, and therefore he's not punished. But if it's a sickness, an inner sickness, that forced Reuven to do over the Zara and doesn't kill himself, Reuven is responsible. Because it's he himself. So say the Chaim, I think you know it to be Yudah. That's our river emotions itself. That's the pshat of what happened in court. When Am Yisrael, let's start like this. When Purim comes, what's the big chiddush of Purim? Am Yisrael felt that wherever we are, we have Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revelation of Hashem. Amazing. Baruch Hu is revealing himself to us. That's what we see Hashem. What happens if he doesn't reveal himself? So we're alone. The Ramban brings that Am Yisrael went to Yecheskel. It's a pasuk. They said, I mean, Chazal based on a pasuk. Klum Yishu Shigiu Shavailo. David Shigiu Shavailo. They have a woman who's divorced. A slave who's kicked out. Klum Yishlan Zal Zeda. Where are we divorced? We don't have a divorce. It's gone. Kim Purim and Chiddush Purim is, you think Hashem is gone because you don't see him? He's with you wherever you are. V'shechanti b'soicham. Yishmul is with us. You and a Kishbuk are one. Whatever you are, Kishbuk is with you. He's part of you. He's essentially who you are. Whatever is happening to Am Yisrael is happening to Kishbuk. The Chiddush of Purim is everything happened through natural events. There was no miracle. So where's the Kishbuk? He's in the natural events. He's in a day-to-day life. It's not an outside thing. It's who we are. It's part of our day-to-day life. So maybe let's go back. When a Kishbuk who put a mountain over our head, he came with the Rabbi Lois. Am Yisrael felt with two different entities. There's one entity called Am Yisrael. There's another entity called Kishbuk. Kishbuk put a mountain over our head. It's not us. We were forced. We were forced by outside force. It's not us. But once came Purim, we found out that we and Hashem are what? Are one of the same. So nobody forced us on the outside. We forced ourselves. Our right hand forced the left hand. The sickness of the body forced a person. That's not called force. Hashem and us is the same thing. Goyim and Kadavar is the Ratz of Hashem is our Ratz, and our Ratz is Ratz of Hashem. We and Hashem are Echod. Shem Echod and Am Yisrael Echod. Everybody's Echod. It's connected. The Echod is not only Echod by the vine, it's Echod by the connection of the Echod. So it's not, we didn't have an outside thing forcing us. It's not an outside thing, it's us. That's a big Chiddush HaPur. It's a big Chiddush HaPur. Now what? The Am Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the God wherever Am Yisrael are. So there's no force. Says the Gemara, and they received it again. They received the Torah because now they said, oh, we thought all the years that we were forced by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not an outside force, it's us. I can't force myself. It's willingly. We found out there was no force. That's the side of Purim. And once we get to that understanding, then it gives us the Aron. Purim is the Chiddush that we in Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Chiddush of Purim. That's the Gilui. With this, we get back to the Gemara in Yuma. So the Gemara in Yuma. Mizmor la'yel es tashacha. Ma shacha sof alayla es tashofanis. So we ask, says this darkness, miracles ending. When you have miracles, it's a chisar. Obviously, it's a great, great thing, Gilui Hashem. But in a sense, only when you have the miracle, then you have Gilui Hashem. Once the miracle ends, you feel it's not here anymore. As the Rambam says, whenever you have a miracle, it's like having, like you stand in the middle of the night, and you have a lightning. One moment of light. Sometimes you have many miracles. You have many lightnings in the middle of the night. Eventually it goes back to dark. When came Purim, I don't have any more lightning. I realize that Shmuel was with us the whole time. It's not a miracle that comes once in a while. Miracles is nace. It's like a flag. It's outside the realm of the world. So, you want to see Hashem? You have to look outside the realm of the world. You have to be Megala, something which is beyond the world. Huh? That's where we see Hashem, but in the world we don't. The Chiddush HaPurim is that Kishbuk is constantly with us. Mizmor la'yel es tashacha. La shacha sof alayla. Until that was darkness. We need miracles to see Hashem. Without the miracles, you don't see it. Af Esther, but then came the morning. When comes the morning, it's always light. It's a consistent light. Esther sof anisim. But Esther, it's not that it went down. There's no miracles anymore. But Adarabo, it's a constant miracle. We know that the switch between Esther is right in between Bismi the Sharisha and Bismi the Sheni. And Bismi the Sheni is the Gilui of Tosha Baal Peh. It's all down there and by Israel. Now when Am Yisrael came, they didn't have all the miracles. The Shmuel told them, I'm going to give you Torah in the mountain you never had before. Because Torah is Archibot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until then, we had Nevi'im. So we had once in a while. Shoya Fisher writes in a sefer, shows you the Chetzak Nivrocha, after just a few months ago, writes in the Beis Yishai, that when you, so that we melee, that's the Chiddush HaPurim, that's why it's called, Mizmor es tashacha, it's always light. With that we understand very clearly why Purim is called the Shem HaPur, the Goyel, or the Goyel. Because what's the name of Goyel? The Ramchal explained that Goy will means that you don't make a decision on your own. You're allowing a random decision to be made. Meaning a natural decision. But the Chiddush HaPurim is Kodesh Baruch Hu with us the whole time. So when I'm not making a decision, what am I doing? I'm giving the decision to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm saying, me and Hashem are the same. So if I'm giving it to Teva, to nature, meaning to the randomness, to what's going on in the world on its own, what's going on in the world on its own? Who's running the show? Whenever we have a big thing, we have a goyel. We know that when the chalukas Eretz Yisrael, the divided Yisrael, pi goyel, because al pi Hashem, that's what it says, pi goyel, pi Hashem. By by when we have in the Yom Kippur. Talk about Yom Kippur, when it's going to be, when it's the time that you have the biggest decision making to decide the seder that goes to Azazel, the seder that goes to Hashem. What do we do then? How do you make that decision? A big girl. You have a girl to do it. A rat. Why? Because that's a decision that goes both. That division between what goes to Azazel goes here. We just give a decision that goes both. That's why Purim is called Shema Pur. It's a Shema Pur. We're giving it completely. By the way, it's a loymar to be moisim with that. You know the word, Rizal, Yom Kippurim is Kippur. Because Kippurim, you have one goyim during the day. The rest is our avodah. Purim, the whole Purim is one big one. It's one big thing that we give a Kodesh Baruch Hu decision. This is the explanation. The pshat. It's the idea. Then in Purim, we have a mitzvah. Chayav yishli b'sumi ha'parah. You have to get drunk at Purim. During the year, it's a big of the year to get drunk. You come to Purim, suddenly you get drunk. What's that? Because in Purim, you have the gilui of the das of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I remove my das to allow his das to take control. I remove my control because he's in control. During the year, you don't see it so clearly. So if I get drunk, it means nobody's in control. That's terrible. But you know, I'm elevating him, taking it from me, giving it to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because in Purim, you have the gilui, Kodesh Baruch Hu is in control. That's the gilui. That is the chiddush of Purim. It's a chiddush that we are not. It looks like usually we're in control. We have to take things. It's our decision. We're in darkness. No, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the chiddush, the big chiddush of Hizkalah of Purim. All one. Also, Kodesh Baruch Hu Echad. When we're not here, when we're not running the show, Kodesh Baruch Hu is running. It's really what it is. He's always running it. I always like to bring this. It's a mashal. I found out years later that it's a mashal that was written by a goy, not by a Jew. By a goy. But it is emes. It is emes to a certain extent. And I'll say the mashal, and it's a beautiful mashal, and we'll see that this is what the Gilead poem is. It's called Footsteps of the Sand. Famous poem. The poem goes, that you have a person coming up, I'm going to change a little bit to make it more Yiddishkeit. The person goes up to Shemayim, Hachri Me'av Esrim, and goes in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he sees his life as a series of footsteps in the sand. And when he looks carefully, he sees that throughout his life, usually there were two sets of footsteps. One foot set of the footstep represented him. The other set represented Kodesh Baruch Hu. Go hand in hand, wherever he was. Shem tzilcho yadi b'necho, Kodesh Baruch Hu was with you. But then he sees there's sometimes there's only one set of footsteps. When he looks carefully, he sees that was when he had the toughest, hardest, most difficult times in his life. It was only one set of footsteps. So he turns to the Rebbein Shalom and says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. In my toughest times, you leave me alone. And my toughest time is only one set to put them. I'm walking all by myself. So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, "Hey, kid, you don't understand. In the toughest times that you felt those toughest times, I was walking and I was carrying you in my hands. The one step of footsteps that you see is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, the reason why there's a goy, you're not a Jew, because the emes is that the emes is that we never have two sets of footsteps. We always have only one set of footsteps. We always have a Kodesh Baruch Hu running. We try, we do a Yishtadlis, we Zoyche, but at the end of the day, the one who's carrying us is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the Chiddush of Purim. You think, usually, you have to have a miracle, you have to have a Gilui, you have to have a revelation. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us. We are living a life together with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wherever he is, it's an Ar, we're living, this is the life that we're connected to Hashem. And this we get to the beginning, the first question of the Shir. That's what Shad they call a Mayadim Asidim Libotel. But the more the Purim is not going to be Libotel. So every year we set a different angle. And I heard yesterday, I heard Yomotza Zilber said a beautiful, beautiful Shir. And on this point he said, and it connects so well to what he spoke about. He says like this. Kol Mayadim Asidim Libotel, of course, all the Mayadim are not going to be canceled. Are they not going to be canceled? Because so he's a Torah, we don't change the Torah. But all the muyadim, klapi will be revealed, los lovoi, they're going to be batel. Batel be right. It's a mute. It wasn't me. Mitzvah the tribe. It'll be a good lasid. It'll be much greater. Well, what we have, the taste of the yadim we have right now, is only a somewhat of what's going to be later. Purim is not going to be batel. Because Purim is los lovoi. What we have with Purim, Purim is that we're living a life that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. That's exactly what's going to be lost love. There's one day a year that we connect to the Maila of that world. A world where Kadosh Baruch Hu is all. Where it's Purim, poor. Now that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running it. We become shikar, we give him the thing. Fudner said, and what's that? It says you're not allowed to. This world, you're not allowed to laugh too much. So how do you become so samech for him? Or it says Ozimah Schik Peter. Schik Peter will be only lost and lovely. It says if Purim is lost and lovely. Purim is a day of lost and lovely. It's a day of Ozimah Schik Peter. It's a day where Kishbog is in control, everything is running truly through him. That's the Kedusha of Purim. That's why. Throughout down. The Purim is a special day where you can request. It says refers to, it's a mashal to us. Stretch your hand out, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you whatever you want. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu is right here with us. That's the Chiddush of Purim. It's true the whole year. But in Purim is when it's Mizgali. So we just take out your hand, stretch your hand and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me, I'm with you. You know, we're together. We're walking with the cake together to give it. Let me take it. Purim is the chiddush that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. It's the chiddush. It's a gilui of yom shalos and lovoi. It's a yom kadosh anoyed. We have to just conclude. We know whenever you have a very, very big yom of yusha, that's when you have the biggest challenges of the yitzhara, the satan, to try to cover it up. You get too busy or you get too distracted. Realize, you get kept to Yom Kippur, you're always in a rush. Leila Seder, you're always in a rush. Come to Purim, people go, they lose focus on the Kedusha of the day. It's a Yom Kodesh. It's an elevated day where everything in this world becomes Kodesh Bochodik, where you can just reach your hand out and touch and feel and connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You should be Zoiche to utilize and receive and catch on to somewhat of the Kedusha.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.